Oh, what a nice weather you have here.
这里天气实在是太好了。
I don't know whether you Californians always have this good weather or not.
我不晓得你们这些加州的人是不是永远都有这么好的天气。
I just came back from Alabama last night.
我昨天晚上刚刚从阿拉巴马州回来。
So I'm not used to this weather anymore.
我已经对这个天气不太习惯了。
Imagine a week before Thanksgiving, we have about 90 degrees in weather.
你能不能想象中在感恩节的前一个礼拜我们有差不多将近90度的这样的天气。
When I arrived in Huntsville, Alabama Friday night, it was 34 degrees.
我礼拜五晚上到阿拉巴马州 Huntsville 那里只有34度。
I want you to know there's some cold people out there.
我只要让各位知道有很多人相当的冷在这个时候。
And there are some people who doesn't even have a shelter sometimes.
而有些人根本这个时候连住的地方都没有。
You know, a tornado hit Huntsville on Wednesday.
在礼拜三的时候龙卷风在 Huntsville 那里有龙卷风。
There's 500 people without home in this kind of weather.
有这样那样子冷的天气底下有500个人无家可归。
And there's about 460 some hurt or wounded.
有差不多460多个人那里受伤。
And there's 17 dead.
有17个人死了。
Unfortunately, one of them is my friend's son.
很不幸的其中有一个是我亲爱的一个朋友他的儿子。
And out of those 400 some wounded, one of them is the daughter of this man.
而那400多个人受伤的人中间有一个很不幸就是这一位我的朋友的女儿。
I went out Friday to see them to give them comfort.
我礼拜五就到那里去安慰他们。
Praise God, I wasn't able to bring the dead back to life.
很感谢赞美主，我虽然不能让那个人从死里复活。
But the girl, the daughter who was in coma.
那个在昏迷不醒状态中，她那个女儿。
Whom I baptized in June.This year,
那个女儿在今年六月的时候，我给她受浸。
Through diligent prayers by all of you here who know about this message,
我感谢主在座有很多人已经知道这个事情，而你们迫切为这件事情祷告。
And there are two more churches who knew about this and prayed.
另外有两个教会也在那里特别为这一个人祷告。
And the church in Huntsville.
而在Huntsville 那里的教会也在为他祷告。
They all prayed.
他们大家都一起都在祷告。
And I prayed too.
我也祷告。
And on Saturday morning and afternoon before I came back here, I was able to see miracles happening.
而在礼拜六早上，我在回来之前，我能够看到奇迹发生。
Though she couldn't speak yet.
虽然她现在还不能说话。
But she is fully communicable.
但是他已经是能够跟人家能够交换他的感觉。
Praise God.
感谢赞美主。
Praise God.
感谢赞美主。
I intend to tell you more about the story next week.
我也许下个礼拜再跟各位再多清楚报告这个好消息。
You know, there are too many things happening, full of exciting things happening.
因为实在太多太宝贵的事情在这里发生。
And I wish there are two Sundays every week.
我真希望每一个礼拜我们有两个主日。
That I can tell upon these messages.
我可以告诉各位这要发生这些了不起的事。
But you know, on a more or larger scale, even larger scale than this tornado.
因为甚至在比这个龙卷风更了不得的。
I believe during the past 10 days, everybody know what happened in the world.
我相信在过去这十天我想每个人都知道这世界上另外一个角落发生的事情
That I think everybody talked about
我相信每个人都在讲这件事
It's not only the talk of the town, the talk of the world
因为不管只是在这个城里面这么说这是全世界大家都在说这件事
And I think it will easily go into the most important message the most important thing that happened or great things happened in this month
我相信也是这个月里面所发生最大的事情
And I'm sure it will be one of the most 10 important thingsThat happened this year.
我相信也是他这今年十大要闻中间一定是占一席。
By that I mean everybody you already know, and besides you already see the bulletin what I'm going to talk about.
事实上，我想各位已经都知道，你也看到你的这个节目单上，你知道我们要说什么。
I mean the Berlin Wall just came down.
因为柏林的围墙现在倒了。
Isn't that a great thing?
是不是很了不起的事啊？这个。
Isn't that a wonderful thing?
是不是实在是太奇妙
？So many people would like to see this happen.
我实在是有那么多人，大家都很盼望能看到这件事情。
But let's be honest. None of them really believe that it will happen.
可是我们真的很诚实的讲，这没有一个人真的能敢相信这个事情真的会发生。
And we didn't know it will happen so soon.
而且不知道就这么快就突然一下发生了。
Let me assure you, if a Berlin Wall can come down one day.
如果是这个柏林的围墙可以在一天之内这样子倒下
，some fast things can happen too.
一些其他更快的其他的事情会更快的发生
Such as the coming of the Lord, isn't it?
例如主的再来
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I don't know how important this thing is, but the magnitude of this thing.
我不知道这件事情有多重要，但是它的这个事情的这件事情之大呀。
But I've been thinking with all kind of possibilities.
我就想到了各式各样的可能性。
And I read the Newsweek and the Times on my flight to Huntsville.
我在飞机上去 Huntsville 的飞机上面，我就把这个最近的时报杂志在那看一看。
They have the special issue talking about the coming down of the wall.
他特别对于这个柏林围墙老，他讲了有一段特别的报道。
It talked about the pressure why it was coming down.
谈到他这个后面他的原因，为什么他会开放
？Why did France make such a decision？
为什么这个总理会突然一下做这样一个决定？
And to talk about the effect, the results of this coming down of the wall.
又在谈到这件事情的结果会是怎么样
？Such as economical power struggles.
比如说在中间这些经济上的这些挣扎。
I know there's a lot of ramifications, such as political or socio-economical things.
我知道在这个后面会有很多对于这个社会跟经济上面有很大的影响。
But the most important thing to everyone that's direct is because of freedom people are looking for.
但是其中对人对个人上面最大的影响就是他们有了自由。
I don't know as I said fully what this meant to the Lord.
我也不能够完全了解这件事情在神的旨意里面有怎么样大的一个意义。
But I'm very sure the Lord is behind this.
但是我非常知道主是在这件事情的后面。
He has moved the governor's heart to make decisions to make this happen.
因为实在是神在那里来感动了这些在上为首的人的心，而让他们而这件事情能发生。
As I digested every detail of these things,
当我这样子慢慢再看它怎样它里面的细节的时候
my thought led me to some more important things such as.The prophecy of Daniel.
于是我就联想到更重要的是但以理书里面的预言。
You know, one thing never occurred to me before this happened.
有一件事情我是以前从来没想到过。
Was that Germany was really not in one of the is not in the territory of the old Roman Empire.
就是德国是从来没有是在古罗马时代的那个版图里面。
If you look at your history book, which I'm not a very good student of.
若是你想想看这个历史。
German was not conquered by Romans.
这个德国没有被罗马帝国来征服。
So when we talk about the prophecy, one day the ten nations shall supersede will succeed all the power starting down from Babylon.
所以如果我们要看预言，看到那时候说是有这个十国会到那时候是成为一个最强的势力。
Yet German should not be in it.
而德国好像不应该在里面。
We couldn't understand why this would happen.
我们不太了解为什么这个事情会发生。
Because West Germany was so involved in NATO and in the common market.
因为我们现在看到西德是那样子，在这个北大西洋的联盟里面，跟这些其他事情连那么样子的也是很主要的一员。
And the East Germany was in the Eastern Bloc.
而这个东德呢，又是在东在另外一边也是那样子重要。
The division was so largely contracted.
而这个他们中间的分裂是那样子的清，又是那样子的那样子的清楚明显。
By the symbol of the Berlin Wall.
就是靠着这个围墙成为一个象征。
But you know when the wall came down now.
但是你知道这个墙现在没有了。
There is a chance that Germany will be united and will be independent from either Eastern or Western countries.
你可知道这时候德国很可能就会联合起来，然后是成为一个独立的。
Therefore, the Roman Empire that we talk about, the ten nations that is to come, may not involve Germany as much.
所以那个我们在说到后来这个十国，可能不包括德国。
Well, again, I'm saying I'm putting this way. I'm not a prophet. I don't know what's happening in the future.
我不是一个先知，我也不知道将来会发生什么事情。That's okay.
But all we Bible students should read carefully and look at the world situation to see how the word of God will come to pass.
但是我们这些爱读圣经的人，我们实在是要仔仔细细看看神的话是怎么样说。
How many of you thinking that the Berlin Wall has something to do with you?
有没有任何人想到这个柏林围墙对你自己有没有什么关系呢？
Though I've never been in Berlin, I've been in West Germany, but not in Berlin.
我曾经去过德国，但是没有到柏林，没有到西柏林。
But when the wall came down, I felt that something important to me also happened.
我发现当这个围墙下来的时候，我发现对我自己个人有一样事情也发生了。
I don't know what happened to you.
我不知道对各位怎么样。
But the word of God came to me, telling me that we had a wall too before.
但是神在这里告诉我们，就是我们也有一个围墙。
Let's turn to the word of God from Ephesians chapter 2.
让我们来看以弗所书第二章。
In the bulletin we wrote down verse 14, but actually we should read a little bit more.
上面只写我们的节目单上只写第十四节，但是我们要多看一点。
Let's read it from verse 13 up until 17.
我们从十三节一直读到十七节。
Or rather 18. Let's read from 13 to 18.
十三到十八节。
May I ask you, all of you, to read together so that we can save some time without translating?
我们大家一起读，我们这样才省一点时间。
From 13 to 18, let's read it together.
我们一起读。
But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometime were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments.Contained in ordinances, or to make in himself between one new man, so make peace,
and
that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were far off, and to them which were nigh. For though through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. It talks aboutA wall coming down.
这里讲到有一个墙被拆毁。
And do you know how the wall was built up?
你知道这个墙是怎么样造成的吗？
It was built because of man's sin.
这个墙造是因为人的罪。
It amazes me when I read the story of how Berlin Wall was built.
我读到它这个柏林的围墙是怎么样造起来的时候，我觉得真是很奇特。
For some of you who are ahead of my time, or maybe later than my time or later than the Berlin Wall, you might be interested to find this.
我想各位年轻的人也许在柏林围墙已经造了之后才在这里的也许更有兴趣听这个事情。
On August 12, 1961,
在1961年8月12号
the nations, the Western blocs and the Eastern bloc represented by Soviet were against each other so strong after the World War II.
在二次大战之后，在柏林那里的东西的势力是那样子的，那样子的对视。
And there are daily refugees from east to the west.
每一天都有大批的难民从东部往西部跑。
It came so big by number. The eastern countries are really very angry, very frustrated.
而那时候，这个东德就非常，因为人数那么多，东德在那里非常非常生气。
One of the reporters who witnessed this happen said, in the morning about 2 o'clock, he was woken by his colleague, a photographer.
有在报道这件的一个新闻记者，在有一天清晨两点钟被他的这个照相的那个同伴叫醒。
August 13, on the very at dawn, before dawn time, the armies of the Russian are lining up against a territory.
在八月十三号清晨凌晨的时候，在东德那里，俄国的军队在那里就在围墙那个地方开始列队。
All the equipments are brought in and started building at the same time.
然后在那个时候，所有其他的工具跟这个器械都已经搬到那里开始造墙。
Since it was such a coordinated effort, before 7 o'clock, the wall had already been built.
因为在那里已经是老早已经计算预备打算好的，所以在早清晨七点钟以前，那整个墙已经马上造起来了。
All 6 feet tall.
有六尺高。
And barbed wire all with it.
而且上面有铁丝网。
Overnight it's built.
就是一个晚上就马上就起来了。
People stood there amazed of how could this thing happening right before their eyes.
那么人们在那里实在是觉得太不能相信，怎么这样的事情就在他们眼前就这样出现。
And none of them felt strong enough to say something against it and try to stop it.
而那时候人们都没有办法能够在那时候能够真的是表示他们的反对。
It just built overnight.
一下子
five hours built.
一下子五个钟头里头，一个晚上早上起来就在那里了。
And that closes the passage from east to west.
而在那里，这个墙就隔断了东西之间的来往。
Save for a few checkpoints.
只有几个特别的关口。
And later on, one of the spies that defected from east has given the relation, given the account.
后来有一次，有一个从东德，逃往西的人在那里，来这样子，说报告。
Actually, he was already defected on 1948.
他那时候其实，在那个48年的时候，他其实已经投诚过来。
And he said, if that time the Western Allies would stand together and against the building of the wall will not be built.
他说其实在当时如果西方的这些势力大家一起联合起来在那里来反对来这个来抵抗他这个造墙啊这个墙造不起来。
Russia will back down.
而那个时候这个俄国会后退。
But you see, when you are intimidated, the enemy is stronger.
可是当你这样子被威胁的时候这个敌人就强起来了。
From that day on, people had to escape through strange ways.
而从那一刻开始，这些人要从各式各样不同的方法来逃走。
At the beginning, people can still jump from the building, and the people would coordinate on the west side. They would prepare a safety net, and they just jump from there.
起先呢是从东德的这个高的这个楼上面，因为跟联络好了西德底下的张了一个网，他们从楼上跳下来，跳过墙。
So in a few days, all those windows are bricked up. They would not allow it to happen.
过几天之后，他们就把那些窗子全部封起来，于是就人就跳不出来了。
And they dug tunnels from east to west.
于是他们又在那开始要掘地道。
One of the tunnels, I think, is the most amusing. It was like this.
有一个隧道很有意思。
They dug from an outhouse in East Germany.
他在那里在东德的一个厕所里头开始往下开始挖。
And they dug. I think they calculated until it came out from a bakery.
结果他们就慢慢跳，他就计算好在那边这个隧道起来的时候是一个面包房。
And there are strange ways of escaping. People are hiding themselves in the trunk.
有各式各样的方法他们逃有人有躲在 车的车厢里头
some hid under the trunk.
有些人躲在车子底下
Strange things happen, people are fleeting every day.
而用各式各样奇奇特特的方法有还是人大每天逃往西德
But there was a war, everything was so dim and they look at it as so ugly, they said it's the most ugliest thing.
但是那个墙还在那里，而人们在那看到这个墙子，觉得这是世界上最丑恶的一个东西。
And the wall was made famous by late President Kennedy.
因为而这个墙也是在甘乃迪总统去拜访的时候，在那里这个墙也是非常大出了名。
1963, he stood there and said, "Ich bin ein Berliner."
在那里，在1961年时候，这个
63年
的时候，甘乃迪总统就站在墙前面说：“我是一个。”柏林人。
But all that didn't help those who are in the East Berlin. They could not escape from the territory control.
但是这一切都没有办法能够帮助东德人从这个集权的统治底下能逃出来。
The Bible talked about there was a wall that walled us away from God.
而圣经上面也讲到了一个墙，这个墙是说，这一个墙把我们与神隔绝。
It may not be as visible as we see with our naked eyes.
可能我们眼睛看不见。
But it's there.
但是在那里
The wall has separated us from God.
这个墙把我们跟神隔开了
And you ask how this wall was built?
你说这个墙怎么造成的呢
It was built as soon, maybe not if not sooner.
这个墙在那里很快造起来就在这个墙造的可能比那个柏林围墙造的更快
One day, Adam and Eve was in the Garden of Eden.
当亚当与夏娃在伊甸园中的时候
And the old Satan in the form of snake, serpent, came to seduce them.
而魔鬼借着一个蛇的形象来这里引诱他们。
He tempted them.
在那里他就试探他们。
By telling the woman Eve saying, though you shall not die, you may not die, even if you eat the fruit of the word of knowledge, the tree of knowledge.
蛇跟夏娃说，你不一定会死，你可以去试试看那个分别善恶树上的果子。
Which was a direct conflict or a contradiction to God's word.
而这个话就是一个直接跟神的话相反的。
God has spoken specifically. The day you eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge and of good and evil, You shall die. You shall surely die.
因为神的话很清清楚楚讲，说那一天你们若是吃了善恶树上的果子，那一天你们必定死。
But she did anyway.
但是女人结果还是做了这件事。
The serpent, by telling her that you can touch it first.
也许说也许你去摸摸看嘛，没有关系。
You can even pick it.
也许你可以把它摘下来。
And you are not dead.
你不会死。
Therefore, maybe if you eat of it, that you will not die.
所以说，你看，你碰了都没死，也许你吃下去也不会死。
The temptation comes gradually, step by step.
于是这样的试探就这样子一步一步的越来越厉害。
In a very reasonable way.
一个好像非常合理的一个途径。
In a way that it causes us to think that we might be able to handle it.
然后这么样慢慢的来，让我们觉得好像哦，这样的事情我们能够应付的，我们可以应付的。
We heard Brother Ferguson's testimony a few weeks ago.
我想几个礼拜前，Ferguson 弟兄曾经跟我们这样做见证。
I remember he was telling the young people saying that the biggest lie that Satan can tell you.
在那里，我记得他跟年轻的朋友们说，在撒旦最大的一个谎言可以给让放在你们心里面的。
He's telling you that you can handle it. You can handle it.
就是要告诉你说，哎，你可以吃得消，你可以受得了。
You can handle sex.
你可以在那里能够安排这个性欲的事情。
You can handle the drug.
你能够吃点药没关系。
You can handle everything that you want to.
你可以试试看，没有关系的。
You're doing it in moderation.
你只要稍微不要过分，什么样都可以。
But sin never knows where to stop.
可是你知道，罪恶从来不知道什么地方会要怎么不知道停止的。
Until it's too far.
一直等到它陷入太深。
Too far to back out. Too far to get away.
一直等到实在是根本没有办法从最终拔出来。
Until you fall into the pit.
一直到等到你就陷入深坑里面。
Adam and Eve, they fell into the temptation of the Satan, the trap they set up. He set up.
当亚当夏娃就这样子就落在陷阱里面。
Then the Lord came, God came to him.
然后神来到他们面前。
God already knew something has happened.
神已经知道有事情发生。
But he asked Adam, saying, "Where are you?"
在那里他还是问亚当说，你在哪里？
As if he was looking for him.
好像在那里神在寻找他。
Of course God knows where he is.
当然神知道他在哪里。
But he asked that question.Try to stimulate, try to make him be aware that he was not in the same place he was supposed to be.
但是神还是要问这样的问题，等于在那里提醒他，提醒亚当，你现在已经不在你原来的那个位置了。
For the reason he has sinned, he was no longer in a place that he can freely observe God's creation without shame.
因为在那里他是已经落在罪恶中间，他没有办法再在一种没有羞耻的情况下来瞻仰神的创造。
No longer can he enjoy God's creation.
他也没办法再来享受神的创造。
No longer had he the freedom.
他也没办法有任何的自由。
No longer had he had the communication with God.
他也没有办法与神交通。
He felt so ashamed.
他觉得这么样羞愧。
The sin has caught up with him.
因为罪恶已经抓住了他。
And he is bound by the destination where he didn't want to go.
而他在那里已经在最终已经注定了他的结局。
Death already set in him.
因为死已经进入。
He has lost God's protection.
在那里，他失掉了神的保护。
Dear brother and sister, he was in the wall, in an invisible wall that he cannot escape now.
在那里，他马上就已经在一个他没有办法逃开的一个墙围墙里面。
Though the Lord has allowed him to tilt the land that he was coming out from.
虽然神在那里还允许他在那里耕种土地，就是他所出来的那个土。
But that was just for him to be able to survive.
但是那个只是让他能够在这世上能够勉强存活。
The purpose of his survival had been meaningless now.
而他生存的意义已经失去。
Adam was in a very, very poor and tragic position.
亚当在那个时候是一个这样子，是在一个非常非常贫苦穷困，一个没有最可怜的一个地步。
Though his seed, his offspring spread out through all the world.
虽然他后来看他的子孙，子孙也遍满了自己的地面。
But,
但是
they are all bound in the same wall.
但是每一个人都同样的被这个围墙所困住。
The spiritual wall.
这就是一个属灵的围墙。
Which separated us from God.
把我们跟神分开了。
Which was built because of our sins.
也就因为是我们的罪而造成的。
Unlike.What the Berlin Wall was built because of political struggle.
不像柏林围墙，那是因为是政治的因素而造成的。
Those people under those government has no say about it.
而那些人民根本在这样的政府底下，他们没有任何有他们说话的余地。
We have been given the free will.
但是我们是被神 给了我们一个自由的意志。
And because of our abusive.
但是因为我们误用了这个自由。
We have been walled in.
我们就被这个围墙困住。
There are many, many walls that's been built all over.
在这里有很多很多围墙。
This wall doesn't only just built to separate us from us and God.
这个围墙非仅是把我们跟神中间隔开了。
We have also since then to build all kinds of different walls.
于是我们又开始学会了，又是造各式各样的墙。
The reason, the motive, simply is out of fear.
而这个原因跟他的这个动机都是因为惧怕。
Since the day Adam has left God,
自从那天当亚当离开了神，
he has no protection.
他没有了保护。
That wall which separates God from him was also his protection.
那一个围墙本来是他就在那里把他跟神分开的分隔开了，那个成为他的保护。
And the security that he felt was less and less.
而这个保护他感觉到那个里面的安全感是越来越少。
Therefore, in his family, when he has given birth to both of his sons,
所以当他后来生了两个儿子的时候，
Cain and Abel,
亚伯跟该隐，
they felt a wall in between them.
发现在这两个兄弟中间也有一个墙。
Abel and Cain just lived differently.
他们两个人是过了完全不同的日子。
Abel was trying to live for God.
亚伯在那里为神而活。
But Cain would not do that. He would live for himself.
而该隐不这样子，他为了他自己活。
And out of jealousy, he one day smite his brother and killed him.
那天有一天因为嫉妒的关系，他把他兄弟杀了。
That's the first killing people a mankind experienced.
那是第一个杀人的在人类中第一个杀人的事情。
And walls are kept building through the continual sins.
而就这样子经过这样子，因为我们这样一继续不断的在犯罪，于是这个围墙就继续在那里造。
Dear brothers and sisters and dear friends.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友们。
If I just tell you, because of Adam's sin, we are separated from God, some people would not like it. I wouldn't take it.
若是我们光说是因为亚当夏娃犯罪，于是这个围墙起来了，让我们跟神隔开的话，我想有的人会很不高兴。
Our own righteousness try to prove that we are better than others. Therefore, the wall that Adam built has nothing to do with us, and we are not responsible.
也许我们觉得我们自己因为这个，我们这个骄傲，觉得自己比别人好，所以觉得那个亚当夏娃造成的那个围墙应该是不影响我。
I'm not going to theological debate whether people have original sins or not.
我在这里不愿意再走，不愿意进到这个神学的辩论，说到神有没有原罪。
But I'm saying everyone who sinned has built a wall between himself and God.
但是我说每一个人当他犯罪的时候，他就在他自己跟神中间造了一个墙。
And every man who sinned has built a wall between himself and his other fellow man.
而每一个人在犯罪的时候，他也把他自己跟别人中间造了一个墙。
There's so much distrust between people.
因为在人跟人中间有那样那么多的不信任。
There's so much hatred.
有那么多怨恨。
There's so much jealousy between people.
有那么多嫉妒。
By bickering and all kinds of gossiping.
然后互相在那里说刻毒的话，在那里有这么有各种闲言闲语。
Although we say all people were brothers.
虽然我们说我们全大家人群人类大家都是弟兄姊妹。
But in reality, we have walls between every and each and everyone.
但事实上，在每一个人跟每一个人中间都有围墙。
We try to build communications.
我们常常希望能跟人沟通。
But what we built was not taking the wall down.
但是呢，我们并不是把那个墙能够拆毁。
The most we can do is build a telephone line in between.
最了不起的只不过是中间能够用电话来互相通话而已。
When you feel like you pick up the phone and call him.
你觉得还可以的时候呢，你就打电话。
If you don't feel like the phone sits there as if it's dead.
这如果你不喜欢的话，那个电话放那里等于死的，等于没有一样。
He wouldn't bother you. You wouldn't bother him.
他不来搅扰你，你也不去用，你不管他。
The wall is still there.
而那个围墙仍然在。
But we try to tell ourselves because of the knowledge, because of the teaching, because of the moral teaching, we have been communicating better with one another.
虽然我们经过，我们觉得这个道德上，我们就受了教育，我们觉得我们跟人中间要有更好的交通。
But in reality, the wall is always there.
但是在事实上，那个围墙，那个墙仍然在那里。
We have so many walls of all different things.
我们有各式各样的墙在我们旁边。
Until we're totally walled in, we are just like cubicles.
我们处的完全被墙子围起来，简直变成一个小小的一个小方块。
This nearest wall, there's another wall before you.
因为当你把这个围墙拆下来的时候，外面还有墙在那里围住。
No wonder people feeling more and more lonely.
所以人们越来越觉得他寂寞，他孤单。
Because of that, they want to live more and more for themselves.
也就因为这样子，也就越来越觉得我只有为自己活。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the situation we are all in before we heard the gospel of Jesus.
而这样的情形就是在我们当听到主的福音之前，我们每个人都是这个样子。
And we had no way to escape it because we are built that way.
我们也没有办法逃避，因为我们这样生下来就是如此。
We have no other ability, but we are full of energy to build walls after walls.
我们没有别的能力，我们只有那么样子有这个冲劲，就在那里拼命造墙。
What a pitiful situation.
这是多么可怜的一件事情。
Then one day Jesus came.
有一天主耶稣来了。
One day he came.
他来了。
While I was trying to make illustrations how powerful Jesus came and tearing down the wall.
我一直在想到这个神来有多是他的能力到底像什么样子呢，能够把这些围墙拆掉呢。
I couldn't find a good illustration.
我没有办法找到更好的例子。
But then I remembered in the old time.
然后我就想到在古时候。
There was a wall that tumbled down by itself.
有一个墙曾经自己倒塌了。
Or should I say it's by God's doing.
或者我可以说是因为神的缘故，神的作为而倒塌。
By that I mean the walls of Jericho.
我在那里就是说耶利哥城的墙。
You see, when the Israelites tried to conquer Jericho.
因为当以色列人在那里要打耶利哥城的时候。
God has not given them the worldly weapons.
而神在那里并没有把世上的这个武器给他们。
He has not allowed them to fight with their muscles.
因为神不让他们凭他们的力气来自己来打。
But rather he sent the people to pray and sing songs and praising God with the Levites leading the way around Jericho.
而他在那里叫利未人带领着以色列民在那里上唱诗，在那里欢呼，而是这样围绕着耶利哥城。
The enemy must be thinking, what a bunch of idiots are these Israelites?
这个敌人一定会觉得这些人怎么那么笨呢？这些以色列人。
You think that walking around the wall would tremble the foundation of the earth and make the wall come down?
难道你以为你就这么样绕着城这么样走几圈，你就会把我们的地基这么震动，而这个城墙会倒塌吗
？Or are you trying to walk around to spy on us to see if there's any crevice that they can punch in?
而是你想在那里围着城墙这么绕来绕去，看看有没有什么地方可以也是有缺口，你可以趁机进来。
But they walked for 7 days.
但是在那里，他们这样子绕城墙绕了七天。
The first 6 days, they walk around once and went back to the camp.
头六天，每一次就出来绕一次，然后就回营里了。
And then on the 7th day, they walk around 7 times with the whole Israelites led by the Levites and the Ark of the Covenant.
而在第七天，那个整个以色列人由利未人来带领，在那里绕墙走了七圈。约柜在他们中间。
And after the 7 times, they shouted them together, praising God, and the wall came down.
绕完第七圈的时候，他们大家一起欢呼，一起大声欢呼，然后这个城墙就倒塌。
And Jericho was overcome.
耶利哥城就这样子攻下来的。
Dear brothers and sisters, throughout the generations, so many people try to break down the wall that separates us from us to God.
世世代代以来，很多很多人都想要用各式各样的方法来把这个隔断人跟神中间的墙能够除掉。
In every civilization, they have tried to find God in His own way.
在每一个文化背景后面，他们都在那里有他们自己的办法，希望能够寻求到神。
Again, I'm not a sociologist. I'm not a archaeologist. I'm not studying human science.
我不是那些社会学家，也不是什么人类考古学家。
But I'm a Chinese, at least I know what's happening to China.
但是我是中国人呢，我至少知道在中国发生了什么事情。
Throughout the generations, we've tried to find God in many, many ways.
在这些世世代代，中国人想要找到神，用各式各样的方法。
For that matter, every society is the same.
也是同样的，任何其他别的社会也是一个样子。
You look into the Greek mythology.
当你看看那些希腊人在他的神话里面所说的。
You look at all those kind of things they talk about, thinking their heavenly identities.
或者他们用各式各样的说法、各样的理想、各样的思想来说到这个天上的事情。
Men are trying to find God.
人的确是在那想要找到神。
To no avail.
但是没有办法。
Until one day when Jesus came.
直到有一天耶稣来了。
When Jesus came, he brought the message and the knowledge.From God the Father in heaven.
而当耶稣来的时候，他将那个从神，他将从神来的知识跟他的话带给了我们。
But most important thing, he had done something to take away the walls.
但是更重要的，他做了一件事情，能把这个墙拆毁。
Book of Ephesians tells us that he has died for us on cross.
在以弗所书里他说，他在十字架上面死了。
He has taken his own body to be a sacrifice to annul the wall, the power of the wall.
因为在那里，他将自己当做一个牺牲献上，而就把那个城墙的，而把那些墙的这些作用就完全消除。
He has come to preach a message of love.
他来这里，他所讲的是爱。
He has preached the message of God's love.
他在那里讲到是神的爱。
He has demonstrated how God loved people.
他也表现出来神怎么样爱人。
In him there's a great sympathy.
因为在他里面有那样大的怜悯。
Though holy as he is, he was willing to touch the lepers.
虽然他是那样的圣洁，但是他愿意来触摸那个不洁净的长大麻风的人。
Dear friend, sister, I don't know how you look at the leprosy.
我不知道各位你怎么样看到那个长大麻风的人。
Let's talk about AIDS.
我们就讲讲看，艾滋病吧。
Are you willing to touch somebody you know that has AIDS?
你愿不愿意知道有一个人他有艾滋病，而你愿意去碰他
？Are you really honestly saying that I'm willing?
你诚诚实实的说你是愿意吗
？Dear brothers and sisters, I wouldn't.
弟兄姊妹们，我很诚实说我不敢，我不能。
Unless God sent me as He would send Jonah.
除非神这样子来叫我，就像他差遣约拿一样。
You know what Jonah did?God sent Jonah to preach message to the Ninevites.
你知道，在神在那里，他差遣约拿对尼尼微人去传福音。
Ninevites, well, he went the other way.
而但是他正好走相反的路。
I'm glad the Lord didn't send me to preach to the AIDS patients yet.
我很感谢主，神还没有把我差遣去跟艾滋病的病人去传福音。
For honestly, I don't know what to do with them.
因为实实在在，我不知道我要怎么办，因为我害怕。
I hope the Lord doesn't send me.
我希望神不要说。
But I think if He does send me, I have a better knowledge. I probably wouldn't flee as Jonah did.
也许，但是若是神真这样差遣我的话，我想我比约拿大概知道一点，我至少不敢这么样逃跑。
But let me tell you, I'm going to pray very hard.
但是我可以告诉各位，我一定会很用力的祷告。
And I want you to pray for me very hard too.
我也希望你们对我也为我在那里也很用力的祷告。
But dear brother and sister, the Lord was willing to touch the people with the leprosy.
但是我们的主耶稣他愿意去碰那些长大麻风的人。
He's such a holy man, but he was not afraid to touch the most filthy ones.
他是那样子圣洁，但是他愿意去触摸那个最不圣洁、最不洁净的人。
He is full of love.
因为他是充满了爱。
With such a person, he came down to tear down the wall.
这样子的一个人，他从天上下来，为了就是来拆毁这样的墙。
That sinners may not be rejected by God.
这样子，然后罪人才不再被神来拒绝。
Dear brother and sister, I don't know how to tell you Jesus loved me.
我真的不知道怎么样能告诉你耶稣怎么样爱我。
But just read into the words here.
但是你看看圣经上怎么说。
He is our peace.
因为他是成为我们的和睦。
And he has broken down the middle wall of partition between us.
他已经拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments,continued in ordinances for to make in him between one new man, so making peace.
而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此就成就了和睦。
He is using his own body to abolish the separation of man from God.
他是用他自己的身体来灭掉这来拆掉这个人跟人中间的墙。
Well, you may ask, how could one person?Do such a great thing.
也许你要问一个人的力量怎么能够做这样的伟大的事。
Well, I don't have to answer. I just have to point to the fact that Christ did all by himself.
但是我不用告诉你为什么，但我只要告诉你一个事实：耶稣的确这样子做。东德的那个总理，他就照一个人的意思，他就这么做成了。
I don't know how much counsel did he see.
我不晓得他在那里有多少人，大家一起在那里决定这件事。
But since that was a totalitarian country, that has a benefit.
虽然那里是一个集权的这个政体，也许这也是他的好处。
When he evaluated all the pros and cons, and he said the wall comes down, the wall comes down.
所以当他在那里做这样的决定，然后他就说围墙倒塌吧，围墙就倒了。
Dear brother and sister, our God has that authority all by himself.
而我们的神。在那里他有他自己绝对的主权。
When he sees fit that Jesus should die for us on the cross.
当他觉得耶稣应该在那里为我们的罪在十字架上受死的时候。
So that the wall can come down.
然后这个围墙才能够倒下。
So be it.
事情就这样成就。
Jesus was willing.
而耶稣是愿意。
He came down to earth willingly to pay the price for our sins.
因为他到了世上，他那样子愿意为我们的罪而付上这样的代价。
He walked on earth for 33 years.
在世上他走了33年。
When he was alive, he preached gospel and demonstrated God's love.
在那里，他那里传讲神的话，也在那里表明了神的爱。
But the most important purpose of his coming.
但是他最要紧的他的使命
was so that he can come down and die for us on the cross.
最要使命就是他来到这世上为我们死。
The result?
结果是什么呢
？Wall is down.
围墙就倒塌了。
Dear brothers and sisters, the wall is already down.
弟兄姊妹们，这个墙已经倒塌了。
As I stand here, November 19th of 1989, the wall of Berlin Wall is already coming down.
我们站在这里，今天1989年11月19号，柏林的围墙是已经倒塌了。
It was down 10 days ago on the 9th of November.
10天以前，它就在那里倒，就已经没有了。
In fact, there's a cartoon is saying, drawing in the LA Times, I saw that.
你在报上有一个卡通。
And,
一个漫画。
The car was driving through a bump.
那个车子走过那个地上的一个 bump.
They call it the Berlin bump.
他们现在已经不再叫柏林围墙了，叫柏林的这个小 bump.
And one driver talking to the other. Remember, there used to be a wall here.
然后有一个驾车的人跟那个人说，记不记得啊？原来这里是个墙的，现在就剩一个小坡。
I guess I fail very much as a comedian.
我想我很不会说笑话。
I'm able to say all the jokes that you don't smile, don't laugh.
我有办法能够讲所有的笑话，让各位都不笑的。
Maybe I'm too tense.
也许我自己太紧张了。
But the subject is very tense.
但是这个问题实在是一个很紧张的问题。
Yet the truth is that the wall is already down.
但是这个事实上就说那一个墙已经倒了。
As we stand here, the wall is already down.
就在我们今天在场，我们坐在这里的时候，墙已经倒了。
You can take full advantage to come to West Country if you want to.
在那个时候，你可以。你愿意来西方国家，马上就可以过来。
Dear brothers and sisters, do you know that the Lord Jesus already died for you?
而弟兄姊妹们，你知不知道耶稣基督这时候已经为你死了
？And the wall is already down.
而那个围墙已经倒塌了。
There was no more separation us from God.
已经我们跟神中间没有再有任何断绝。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
He whosoever will may come.
凡是心里愿意的人都可以来。
There was nothing separating from us.
因为没有再没有跟我们让我们跟神隔绝的。
There was no more checkpoint, Charlie.
也没有那些中间的这个
checkpoint, Charlie. There was no more paper needed.
在那里也不需要什么文件，在那里要才能够过来。
You don't have to salute to the guards.
你也不需要向那些站卫兵的人敬礼。
In fact, those guards will feel very much like himself to go to the west.
事实上那些看守的卫兵是很希望自己也能够到西伯连去。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the situation that we have now.
这就是现在的事实。
Salvation already accomplished.
救恩已经完成。
All sinners can come.
所有的罪人都可以过来。
All who was once lost before God can come to find him now.
以前在神没有找到神的人，现在都可以来找到神。
God wants to embrace you too.
而神也要在这时候来拥抱你。
Dear brothers and sisters, as we stand here saying we would devote ourselves to preach the gospel, I want you to every one of you to preach the gospel to your friends.
而在这里，当我们说我们要这样子尽量传福音的时候，我希望在座每一个人都向你们自己的亲戚朋友传福音。
Tell them the wall is coming down.
告诉他们这个围墙已经倒塌。
Tell them there's no wall, not in Berlin, not in before you and God.
在这里已经没有柏林围墙了，在你跟神中间已经没有围墙了。
It's a historical thing now.
已经是一个历史上的过去
痕迹。Yes, men have sinned and men were away from God.
的确是的，人曾经犯罪而远离了神。
But now we have been reconciled in Christ Jesus.
而现在在神里面，我们已经成为和睦。
We became one.
我们现在已经合而为一。
Not only we with God.
那非仅是我们跟神合而为一。
But also people far and near.
而且所有的人远远近近大家人这些人们
The Jews are one with the Greeks now.
现在这个犹太人跟希利尼人也是成为一个
The chosen ones are one with all the Gentiles.
而那些被拣选的跟这些外邦人现在也成合而为一
For in Christ there's no separation anymore.
因为在基督里面就没有任何的分隔
Dear brothers, this is a good message.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个好消息。
This is the gospel.
这个就是福音。
We should go and preach.
我们就要来传这样的福音。
You know, brother and sister, myself and my wife, and also who are burned with God's love, are willing to visit anyone that you can lead us to.
我跟我太太还有任何还有这边很多很为这个福音大起热心的弟兄姊妹们很愿意若是你对哪一个人特别有福音的负担我们会去
If you happen to think of someone well the day was not a Sunday
那天
不是礼拜天
若是不是礼拜天想到的话
Call me I'm going to visit him
你给我打个电话我就会去看他
I'm willing to go here on Friday from here to Huntsville and come back on Sunday You think I wouldn't go to your house or your friend's house
你们想想看我能够愿意礼拜天到 Huntsville 礼拜五 Huntsville 礼拜六回来礼拜天在这里站讲台你想我会不愿意就这么样这么近到你家里去吗
No matter how far it's not far enough
多远都不是太远
Bring them to church on Sunday
把他们在主日的时候带到教会来
Bring us to them
把我们在其他的日子把我们带到他们家里去
Bring to your home meetings on Friday
把我们带到你的那个家庭聚会里去
Bring to Tuesday prayer meetings.
把他们带到礼拜二的祷告聚会来。
Well, we have a great message to preach.
因为我们这里有一个很了不起的信息。
The wall's already coming down.
因为围墙已经倒塌。
Thank God.
感谢主。
Thank Jesus for what He did.
赞美主。
Let's pray.
Amen. 我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for such a wonderful salvation.
我们感谢赞美你，因为你这样的救恩是何等的伟大。
For you have sent Jesus to come down for us to tear down the walls that separate us from God.
因为你差遣了耶稣基督下来将这样的围墙这样子拆毁。
And you have also make one, not only us with God, but also with our fellow man.
而你让我们非仅是让我们跟你神合一我让我们跟其他的人也都能合一。
For we know because of Jesus Christ's blood, we are made one in Him.
因为我们知道因为耶稣基督的血我们在他里面都成为义了。
If we confess our sins, then our sins are forgiven.
若是我们承认我们的罪我们的罪就被洗清。
Our iniquity all covered.
我们的罪孽都被遮盖。
For we have this wonderful Savior Jesus who did everything for us.
因为我们有这位伟大的救主我们完奇妙的救主已经为我们成就了一切。
We cannot find any more separations.
我们已经不再有任何分离。
For it was a thing of the past.
因为那是过去的事。
Lord, also help us to preach the gospel.
主也教导我们，帮助我们怎么样来传福音。
That we may go far and near.
我们也登到远处近处。
Spreading that Jesus loved people.
来告诉别人说，耶稣爱我们。
He loved all sinners.
他爱所有的罪人。
Big and small.
大的小的。
Everyone he loved.
每一个人他都爱。
Lord, give us this conviction.
主给我们这样一个决心。
And give us this compassion.
也给我们这样的爱。
Give us this energy.
给我们这样的能力。
We pray for church.
我们为教会祷告。
For it will become a light in this world.
因为我们要成为世上的光。
It will become a powerhouse.
也变成一个源发源地。
Everyone who come here will be charged up by the power of the Holy Spirit.
而每一个人来到这里都在这里充电。
And they may be equipped to preach the gospel.
而能够出去，能够这样装备起来出去传福音。
So be this done to the church.
主求你做成这样的事在教会里面。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.